The late winter air was wet and chilly. Rain was falling. Jack sat on the front porch. He was taking notes on a book about grizzly bears.
"There you are," said Annie, standing in the doorway.
"Yep, here I am," said Jack, still writing.
"It's raining," said Annie.
"Yep," Jack said.
"Day after day," said Annie. "It's so dreary."
"Yep," said Jack.
"You want to do something?"
Annie asked.
"Nope," Jack said.
"We could make mud pies," said Annie.
"Right," Jack said, without looking up.
"Or help worms cross the road," said Annie.
"Good one," said Jack.
"Study raindrops through our microscope," said Annie.
"Hey, I think I hear Mom calling you," said Jack.
"Very funny," said Annie.
"No, really," said Jack.
He covered his mouth and faked their mom's voice.
"Annie!"
Annie laughed. She stepped out onto the porch and looked at the falling rain.
"Whoa," she said after a moment. "I think I really did hear something. It wasn't Mom and it wasn't you."
Jack looked up. "You're kidding, right?" he said.
"Nope, not kidding," said Annie. "It's calling us."
"Oh, man, you were right the last time that happened," said Jack.
He closed his notebook and stood up. "Okay, you win."
"Yay,"
said Annie. She disappeared inside the house.
"Mom, Dad, Jack and I are going out for a walk."
"Okay, but be back in 20 minutes for an early dinner," their mom called.
"You'll need raincoats and boots,"
their dad shouted. A moment later, Annie came back with two pairs of rubber boots and two slick yellow raincoats. She and Jack pulled them on. Jack put his notebook and pencil in his pocket. He and Annie left the porch and ran across their soggy yard. They started up the sidewalk, splashing through big puddles. Cars swished past them in the rain. Soon Jack and Annie crossed the street and headed into the Frog Creek woods. Their boots squished over the wet ground. They made their way between the bare trees until they came to the tallest oak.
"Yay, I heard right," Annie said.
"Yep, you did," said Jack. The magic treehouse was back. It was tucked into the highest branches. Annie grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed her. The treehouse was damp inside. A small book was lying in the corner. Annie grabbed it.
"It's a tourist guide," she said.
"Cool, so where are we going?" asked Jack.
"I hope it's warm and sunny."
"Forget it," said Annie. She held up the book. The cover showed snow-covered mountains. The title was Hiking in Nepal.
Darn, thought Jack. He was tired of cold rain and snow.
"Nepal, where's that?" said Annie.
"I'm not sure," said Jack. "But I know it's where the Himalayas are, including Mount Everest. That's the highest peak in the world."
Annie opened the guidebook. There was a map on the inside cover.
"There," she said.
She pointed to the small country of Nepal, tucked between India and China.
"We've been to that part of the world," said Jack.
"I know," said Annie. "Remember the silk weaver in China and riding elephants in India? Now we can add hiking in Nepal to the list."
"Right," said Jack. "Is there a note in the book?" Annie shook the guidebook. A folded slip of paper fell out.
"Thank you, Morgan," Annie said.
She picked up the paper and read a message from Morgan Le Fay. "Dear Jack and Annie, the gray ghost of the mountains, the phantom of snow, has a secret to tell you that very few know. Alone on the hillside, she hides in plain sight. Her wisdom speaks softly, in shadows and light. Ask those around you where the ghost can be found. Follow the one who says higher ground. Let your hearts be open and your minds be free. Write down her secret and share it with me."